Hello, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good weekend.
Fantastic. Far too quick.
Brilliant, mate. Let's look at the A-League. Zrilic.
Yes, David Zrilic. You pronounce that perfectly, slats. This is big news,
I left David, though. I was worried about David.
Yes, he's just got the one word.
This is actually big news in our game because Zrilic just signed on with Bundesliga outfit RB Leipzig, who have just been promoted into the Bundesliga in Germany. And he's been appointed as one of their youth coaches, under-17s. Very rare for an Australian coach, let alone a young Australian coach. Mm. He's only 43, so he's young in coaching terms. Hasn't been a head coach, in the A-League or at the professional level yet, but he's got this youth job at Leipzig, and that's a massive bonus for Australian football because that could open, if Zrilic goes over there and does well, it could open doors that we didn't know existed. And he played in the Bundesliga during his career, played for the Socceroos, of course, scored 20-odd goals for the Socceroos, I think in about 30 games. I've only had a week with him at Sydney. He was the assistant to Robbie Stanton with our youth team, and a fantastic guy, great football brain, did some fantastic work in the media as a presenter with SBS, and now he takes a leap of faith into full-time coaching over there.
Harry, where's Harry Kuehl at as far as his coaching career at the moment?
Yes, he is at Crawley Town.
Under-23s or something,
isn't he? No, he's taken the top job at Crawley Town.
Yeah, right. He went the other way.
He was at Watford 23s. Yeah. Now he's at Crawley Town. And, he's certainly doing his apprenticeship. Right. I mean, taking the step down a few divisions to Crawley Town is, you've got to give him credit. He's rolling his sleeves up and getting the job done properly. So some good news for the coaching ranks there.
Yeah, and Aloisi, mate, he signed someone?
No, he signed Corey Gamero last week from Melbourne City. That's the boy who had three knee reconstructions in 3 years. But he's come out publicly and said he's looking for a striker and a winger, both foreigners, and one of them will be a marquee. Now, he's lost his whole front line, of course, from last season, and signed Gamero, who is a winger who can play number nine or vice versa, but certainly he needs to strengthen the front half of the field. Ben Kaufala from Melbourne Victory has gone there alongside Gamero, so a lot of work to do there.
Has he got enough money to buy a proper number nine?
For him to come out and say one of them will be a marquee, you'd imagine he's been given some money by the Bakery Group, but as we know, the last three seasons, I think it's been, or two seasons, there's been financial problems in pre-season. Mm. That hasn't reared its ugly head yet this pre-season, so fingers crossed. They're giving him the support and the resources that he needs.
Socceroos, mate?
Yeah, Terry Antonis. We saw him on loan with Western Sydney Wanderers. He came on loan from PAOK, his club in Greece. Did fantastically well. He was actually a real linchpin in turning Western Sydney Wanderers' season around from a massive draws to some wins later on. He's now signed with VVV Venlo in the Dutch Eredivisie. There you go, slats.
Yeah, beautiful.
You want to try that one?
VVV.
VVV.
We
Venlo.
Would have gone VVV Venlo. VVV.
VVV, it's Dutch. Mm. So look, that's a good move for Terry. He wasn't playing in Greece. Mm. Came back here, got some really good match minutes under his belt with Western Sydney, performed well, and that's a good move for him. Mile Jedinak undergoes groin surgery. So obviously the injury that kept him out of the Confeds Cup, he was given time to go and rehab it. It hasn't worked, so he's gone under the knife. So he misses Aston Villa's pre-season tour to Portugal and the arrival of John Terry.
This is big Emirates bringing down Arsenal for their big tour and big crowds.
Yeah, look, so far it looks like a combined total of around about 160,000. Now ANZ holds 80?
ANZ
80,
80,000. So if they're predicting 160 combined, that's two sellouts. So it'll be interesting to see. But no doubt there'll definitely be over 50, 60,000. So it should be a fantastic atmosphere. And for Arsenal and Sydney FC and Western Sydney to draw those sort of crowds for friendly games is huge for our game.
What sort of attitude are your players got? Just if you don't know, you're an assistant coach now with Sydney FC with Graham Arnold. What sort of thinking, oh, my God.
No, not at all.
They're
totally
excited.
The opposite, absolutely. Okay. They are buzzing. And the intensity in training last week was second to none for week one.
Okay.
Usually you build your way in, but we've obviously had to accelerate things a little bit because of this game. But the players' attitude first class, this is a massive opportunity.
They're
in front of Arsene Wenger, and it's pre-season, so it's a different mentality to the Liverpool game that was post-season, and everyone's looking forward to getting onto their holiday, and it's been a long season. This is pre-season, they're out to impress Graham Arnold. They want to prove that they deserve to be in the starting lineup when the season starts. They want to improve Arsene Wenger. You never know what opportunities can arise.
And Wayne Rooney, mate, he's taking a pay cut.
Have you ever heard of that?
Wow.
So he's going from, 500,000 a week to...
I'll just wipe my tears away at the moment.
Look, it's a great story. That it's a Cinderella story, him going from... So Everton, 13 years ago, made something like $45 million out of his transfer to Manchester United. They're getting him back on a free transfer. So it's good business for Everton, if you look at it that way. They're also going to pocket $127 million for Lukaku. So far, it's been a pretty good off-season for Ronald Koeman and Everton. But for Rooney to go back to his childhood club, he's an Everton boy since the day he was born. He was there as a nine-year-old when they last won their last trophy, the FA Cup. Don't ask me for the year because it's escaped me right now. But he's gone back there and said, I want to win a trophy with Everton before I retire.
Right.
That would be the pinnacle.
Right.
So watch this space.
He was maligned, wasn't he, the poor bugger at Man U?
In the end, yeah,
in
he
England.
Was. In the end, but 253 goals in 559 games for Manchester United. And he won every five Premier League titles, the Champions League, the Europa League, the FA Cup. You know, he couldn't have done much more.
He was phenomenal. When he was on, like in that period, he was amazing.
Absolutely.
But he found the net.
2004 to about 2011 was his prime years. But I think really where he fell out with supporters is just staying that one or two years too long. Maybe the move could have come a bit earlier, but it's come now.
Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
Well done, mate.
Good to see you back, TK.